Less than 500,000 South Africans have been fully vaccinated, with another 1.7 million partially protected, as they've yet to receive a booster injection. The government says 40 million need jabs for herd immunity against COVID-19. Medical scientists say the third wave is so much more deadly because it's targeting a population that's mostly unvaccinated. Some medical minds say certain aspects of the state's vaccination strategy, such as the decision to inoculate teachers ahead of other, more vulnerable groups, aren't logical.
Even if we vaccinated every single teacher tomorrow, we will not protect them from the third wave.
Professor Francois Venter is an infectious diseases expert at Wits University in Johannesburg.
We haven't even vaccinated 20% of our old people yet, not a single person under 60 with a comorbidity, and yet we're suddenly throwing vaccines at other groups in this piecemeal fashion. Why stop at the teachers? Why not vaccinate the parents, the taxi drivers and the bus drivers taking the children to school? It's just not a coherent response.
The government says teachers are some of the first in line for jabs because the future of the country depends on getting its education system back on track as fast as possible. Another of the country's leading medical scientists, Professor Shabir Mahdi, is also criticizing the state's vaccination plan.
Not to have used the AstraZeneca vaccine and then blindly to actually decide to actually pursue the Sinovac vaccine, where we got absolutely no evidence how it will work against the Beta variant. Again, I'm not too clear what the thinking is and what the logic is and who actually advises government on these sort of matters.
One of those government advisors is Professor Barry Shoup, an internationally renowned virologist. He says Mahdi's got his facts wrong.
The government is not pursuing Sinovac. We, as a ministerial advisory committee, have got an open mind to all vaccines. We're examining all vaccines, including AstraZeneca. We haven't dismissed AstraZeneca. We suspended AstraZeneca in the beginning because it's just a supposition that it may work against severe infection. And there's no data to actually prove that. In fact, there's some laboratory data which suggests that it may well not prevent severe infection.
So far, almost 2 million in South Africa have been infected, with almost 60,000 deaths. The country worst affected by the pandemic on the continent obviously needs as many people to be vaccinated as fast as possible. Yet some vaccination sites are deserted, with jabs sitting in fridges unused. Again, Venter blames poor planning by government.
You can't simply sit back and say, there's a service, come hither. And unfortunately, that has been the Department of Health's response. And government, unfortunately, has spent a lot of time not communicating where these sites are. A lot of government officials are saying, well, we've provided the service, it's on you now to take it up. When only 20% of the people have taken it up, the problem is your fault. This is not vaccine hesitancy, this is bad program application.
The health department says it's easy for experts such as Venter and Mahdi to sit on the sidelines and criticize, but it and its advisors don't have the luxury of time to nitpick, and their focus remains on making the best possible decisions to keep people alive. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.